This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The pro-life organization that spent years doing video investigation into the specimen for sale scandal at Planned Parenthood is being itself investigated by abortion-friendly Democrats in Congress. A Maryland Democrat, Elijah Cummings, questions whether the Center for Medical Progress had the smarts to legally pursue what it says was a legally executed investigation in line with its First Amendment journalistic free speech rights. Perhaps in a veiled threat to its tax-exempt status, Representative Cummings also questions whether a nonprofit can engage in serious journalism. Planned Parenthood, after benefiting from a major media blackout censoring coverage of those investigative videos, has given awards to 16 media outlets or their writers, ranging from Yahoo and Cosmo to MSNBC and Ebony. These same media outlets seem to find no journalistic conflict in cozying up to an organization after obscuring the work of its critics. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit hopeafterabortion.com or call 888-456-HOPE. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal is doing his part to counter both the media blackout of videos showing Planned Parenthood in a bad light and a planned protest near the governor's residence. Jindal will display on a giant video screen a loop of those videos, offering his reason for defunding Planned Parenthood. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.